Pot Radio Network is pleased to present Encounter, a public service program here on KSIV that spotlights local Christian events and provides information and resources to enrich your lives. And now, your Encounter host, Judy Redlick.
You know, God moves at Christmas. And we're going to hear some stories today from Mission Gate Prison Ministries. And they have this really cool program that they do every year called the Christmas Angel Mission. First, we're going to hear from Trish Mathis, and she's the executive director. And then you'll hear from three other staff workers that have seen over the years how God has used this ministry to help lives change eternally. So, Trish, welcome.
Hello. I like how you said the Lord moves at Christmas time, because he really does. And we see people with broken hearts. We see people all excited to be able to get gifts. And the way the Christmas Angel Mission started in 1985, when Rick and I began working in prisons and people getting out, is we just saw a need. We saw people being anxious, prisoners being anxious because they could not get gifts for their children. So that's where we stepped in, very small, and local churches started joining us. And we started probably with 30 children, and today we serve over 1,000 children whose parents are incarcerated or those needy in our area.
It's amazing how that population has grown over the years, isn't it?
Right. The most important thing always in our parties is the gospel of Jesus Christ, because we know that is the greatest gift, is giving their hearts to Jesus. And Rick always has us sing Happy Birthday, Jesus, as many children give their hearts to him. And even if they don't, we trust that at one point they'll look back to this, that day they accept him, and know that, hey, I heard this before, and that little present they received tenderized their heart to know Jesus is real.
Tamara and Joyce, you work at Hannah's Ranch at the Mission Gate. What do you do at Hannah's Ranch? And share a couple of stories that God has done in the past years at Christmas time.
So I am Tamara, and I'm the family care specialist. And one of the most prominent stories that I can think of was last year, actually, when I was at Walmart, and I think I was on the phone with one of the staff members at the checkout line talking about Christmas Angel. And one of the workers at Walmart stopped me after I was done and asked me about the Christmas Angel program. And I had recognized her, and her name was Brooklyn. And she said, I am so glad that you guys are still doing that Christmas Angel. I remember being a recipient of that whenever I was young, and how much that just blessed me as a child that somebody cared enough to get gifts for me and my family. And so I just thought that that was so powerful, that a now adult who's working and making their own money still remembers like the huge blessing and impact that that had on her life as such a young girl.
Wow, that's amazing. And so the ranch that you ladies work at works with women and children, right?
Yes, that's correct. My name is Joyce Field, and I'm the program director of Hannah's Ranch. And I wanted to talk about a lady that come in. So we just got a lady who is part of the Vandalia's nursery wing, and she came in with a 3-week-old baby. And she has another child that's with the guardian right now. And it's such a blessing to be able to be a part of this ministry, because we can help her provide gifts for her child that has been away from her, plus the one that she has with her currently, without her having to stress or worry or have that anxiety that Trish was talking about earlier. Because when we come out of those situations, you know, we want to be able to provide and be a part of this happy, joyful time for our children, and being able to be that bridge in between is such a blessing.
Tell us more about the Christmas Angel Mission. What do you do? How do you get the kids there? And what do you do for them at the party?
Okay, so we work with a lot of the schools, and we work with the jails and the prisons in our area. A lot of the jails in our area, we reach out to them, and they are able to sign up the inmates that are currently incarcerated, which are the children's moms or dads. So they give us the information so we can contact the guardians so we can help provide the gifts for those that are still incarcerated for their children. And we also work with a lot of the schools in our areas here in Crawford County and in the St. Louis area. We are able to provide gifts for those children and that otherwise wouldn't have gifts this year. And we're able to spread the gospel to them as well.
And if people would like to help with the Christmas Angel mission, how do they do that?
So they would just contact Raina at our office, and her phone number is 636-391-8560. And anyone can reach out to her, and she can point them in the right direction.
All right. Now, James works with Good Shepherd Program, and he's the program director there. James, what do you do? And share some stories.
Program director out at the Fort Good Shepherd Ranch in Cuba, Missouri, and we help out with about 50 men coming out of incarceration. And our involvement with the Christmas Angel program, it seems really cool to me, is a lot of times we work hand in hand with the police department in handing out gifts, which is showing as men have changed their lives from crime to Christ, that are standing hand in hand with the police officers in order to be able to bless the community around us. One of the stories that really just tugged at my heartstring when I saw it was, I was helping out with the handing out gifts for the younger children, and a special needs kid came up and saw that there was a blanket that had the characters from the movie Frozen on it. And this kid just kept looking at it. So I ended up handing the child the blanket, and they were so excited that they were crying as they walked away. And just being able to know where some of our backgrounds began and where Christ has brought us today, and being able to help out children that we ourselves were a lot like at one time, is just truly a blessing, and all the glory goes to God.
Now, Trish, you were telling me about a story the other day of a young man who was helped when he was a child, and when he got older, he shared the story about how his life was changed because of the Christmas Angel ministry.
Right. And actually, there's two stories. One is one of our board of directors, and his child came to our party when he was 4 years old, and he was a more difficult child, as his parents said, and he raised his hand to accept Christ in his life, and they noticed a dramatic change, and today he's a young adult serving the Lord in church, married, has children. And there's another one. Rick and I went on a vacation, and Rick loves this story. We were in Barbados with our passports, and some real sweet lady came running through the line saying, "Are you Trish? Are you Trish?" And Rick said, "Yes, she is." And their son, who accepted the Lord at a Christmas Angel party, is now like a top director at Edward Jones, and he was there. They sent him on a trip, and it was just so cool to see how he's walking with the Lord and what that Christmas Angel party meant to him as we talked of old times.
You never know how God is going to move when you talk about Jesus.
Absolutely. And the little children, they all raise their hands and raise little candle lights up, and they're real touched by the beautiful songs that we sing. And, you know, and the parents have an opportunity, too, to look at themselves and see if this is the timing where Jesus is calling them to be his own.
Christmas Angel mission, you do it every year. How can people find out more for the future?
Yeah, it would be really great if they would like to call us and, like Joyce said, to call Raina at 636-391-8560. She's the one that organizes all of this. And then we could actually go out to their church or business and show a beautiful video of what took place and get them all prepared, because we start this early in the year. like October is when we really get into, it takes a lot of planning. So we would love to hear from more churches. We also plan on opening up in the Lincoln County area since we've got a ranch out there for women and children. So if there's any Lincoln County churches or St. Charles County churches, we would love to hear from you. 636-391-8560.
So that's 636-391-8560 to get more information. Well, I have a little story to share about Christmas, and it's a little different. It's about God's protection. On January 2nd, when I was in second grade, we had a Christmas tree fire. And it started because the lights caught the live Christmas tree dry branches on fire, and I was sitting about 5 feet away from there, and sparks hit my book. I was reading with my mom. I was in second grade. And God really protected us. Both of my sisters were in other rooms, and my dad was at work, and we were able to get out safely. We had to stay in a motel or with others for 2 months while our house was being rejuvenated. But God protected us, and he provided for us, and we were able, mom and dad worked really hard at reconstructing the insides of our house and everything that went along with that. And my daughter and her family live in that house today where we were raised. And so it shows that God really has his hand on our lives, the stories that we can tell, and how he is real. And maybe you don't know Jesus, and you really want to find out more about how he can be your best friend in your life. I encourage you to call Mission Gate and tell them that you want to find that special friend that has helped so many, and you'd love to have that same help too. And that number again, 636-391-8560. That's 636-391-8560. Well, Trish, want to thank you.
Thank you, Judy.
Wanted to thank Tamara and Joyce and James for sharing your stories and for what you do for Mission Gate Prison Ministry.
Thank you. Thank you.
I'm Judy Redlick. This is Encounter. Thanks for tuning in today. And may Jesus be your first love. He's the one that has all the answers. See you next week.
This has been Encounter with Judy Redlick, informing listeners on local Christian events and matters that affect your lives. Spread the word and invite people to listen to Encounter on KSIV or online at botradionetwork.com.
If you've listened to me at any time at all, or you've been friends with me, you know that I love to help people tell their story. Another thing I enjoy doing is helping people find their highest potential. If you're in a life's rut and you just can't figure out how to get past your stuck place, a life coach like me could help. Let me walk with you through your journey of transition. I'm a Christian life coach, and to find out more about my coaching, go to my coaching page at judyredlick.com or email me at jredlickspeaks@gmail.com.
Check out more of Judy's interviews at judyredlick.com. That's JUDYREDLICH.com. Or email her at judyredlickspeaks@gmail.com. Friend her on Facebook, connect with her on LinkedIn. And if you want to learn how your business could be a sponsor on Judy Redlick's website, email her at jredlickspeaks@gmail.com.